The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is November 2nd, 2010. Stu's show. I'm your host, Stu Griffin. This here is Jibba Butsky, my co-host.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How about stuff?
Oh, just fine. Good to see you guys here this weekend. We're glad to have you at the show. We got a good show for you this weekend, I think. The first time tuning in, we have some interesting opinions on the show, we like to think. We like to take things that are far too serious and try to make them funny. Do the best we can, because you can't be serious all the time. If you'd be serious all the time, then you'll fall over and you'll die. And then you know what? Everybody will laugh at you anyway. So,
and then you'll be on the show and they will laugh at you again.
And then we'll laugh at you again. So if you be too serious, and you're done. That, we want to prevent that. 2 cents. A family company.
Company?
I guess. You know, I have an apology to make. Sort of. Three or so months ago, somebody wrote to me, a fan of the show wrote to me, and gave me plenty enough time, said that she was getting married later in the year, and thought it would, her husband-to-be, big fan of the show too, wanted to have a handwritten letter from me. Mailed to her, so that, you know, just like a letter of congratulations, right, that, you know, she could say, here, you know, there you go, because she thought it'd give him a thrill. So, and I mean, like I said, plenty of time she gave me for this, even though I was kind of busy at that time. I wrote the thing and sent it off, and it never got there. I don't know why. Kind of changing addresses and stuff, so it was like, ah, crap. And then the wedding came and went. I wrote another one just to that one didn't get there either, and she kind of said that, well, we're having trouble getting mail from England, and I said, well, maybe it's an international thing. So, you know, since I can't seem to get a mail over to them, I just wanted to wish Rebecca and Adam the best of luck in their marriage. Congratulations on getting married.
Congratulations.
And thanks for watching the show, you guys. We love you. I wish the mail had, I drew a little picture on the bottom is crappy, but I drew it anyway. It was of, you know, sex and some porn for, you know, it was wedding porn.
His porn is horrible.
It was wedding porn. It was horrible wedding porn. I mean,
how do you, what is wedding porn?
I invented it. There is wedding porn now.
Well, apparently,
Rule 34 people.
Apparently, it's lost in international travel.
Yeah, maybe that's why they. You suppose. I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, yeah, we're still. We have one. I know that you want the whole animation thing. We're working on it. We have one of them now. We have one of them. But the rest of them are giving us problems. One of the reasons we're late today.
No, they're giving him problems.
They're giving me problems. So, but we're going to have that fixed probably by now. I know how to fix it.
I think y'all should sue. You should sue too.
Buddha to sue.
No, sue Buddha.
Sue Buddha to sue.
To Buddha sue.
Science.
Science.
Sue Buddha to.
Wait, no.
We got to add something to that. So, yeah, it does. Science Buddha
to sue.
Yes, science Buddha to sue. Science Buddha to sue.
Science
Buddha to sue. We haven't added anything to that in a long time.
We got to find something today on the show to add to it.
Yes, we do. By the end of the show, we'll have something added to it. So let's just take off on this right now and see what kind of crazy shit's been happening in the world since we've been gone. It's been 2 weeks now. So,
oh my holy God! It's time for the news!
It's scary to think that a person who believes gay kids deserve suicide has a position of power within a school district. But sure enough, Clint McCants, is a school board member at Midland School District in Arkansas.
How did I know you were going to put this in here? I read about it.
Of course you did. Well, Arkansas, that kind of explains it right there. And he has some absolutely troubling and disturbing views when it comes to homosexuality, according to HRC Backstory. McCants took to his Facebook page last week to blast what has become known as Spirit Day, a day where all around the country people wore the color purple to remember those gay students who were victims of bullying or suicide. For McCants, this was nothing more than a day of honoring sin, quote-unquote. He writes in his journal, "Seriously, they want me to wear purple because five queers committed suicide. The only way I'm wearing it for them is if they all commit suicide," McCants said in one of the most ugly outbursts in recent memory. "I can't believe the people of this world have gotten this stupid. We are honoring the fact that they sinned and killed themselves because of their sin." He goes on to write, "Being a fag doesn't give you the right to ruin the rest of our lives. It pisses me off that we make special purple fag day for them. I like that fags can't procreate. I also enjoy the fact that they often give each other AIDS and die." Well, Mr. McCants, I have to say, good luck finding another job there, sir. You know, you may hate gay people, but I think the ultimate, I think what they ought to do is they need to put a gay person in his job.
Don't you? That wears purple.
That wears purple. I think that'd be ultimate. Say what you want, but you know what? You just got yourself, you know, fired forever. You are fired from life. You are never gonna have a job again. I hope you realize that. Unless, of course, it's, you know, organizing a militia or a KKK rally, maybe. I hope you can live with that.
Well, but he might join the, what is that church?
He might become
a minister there.
He could. You could do that.
Easily.
Hope you enjoy that. Hope that's fun for you. But, I think this has to, this has to kind of knock Arkansas up a little bit on the list, because previously, they wouldn't have fired someone for this. This was most people. I mean, if this is coming out of Arkansas with people saying that, you know, this is terribly disturbing and the dude did get fired,
right,
then we kind of got to raise Arkansas up a step then, because they seem to be getting
Most states now are realizing that gay people actually
are people.
Are people, and they are in the workforce and probably people who employed them.
Yes. Yes. You may have a boss that is, you know, a gay person. It's possible.
You'd be surprised.
It happens a lot.
How high some of these gay people are in some companies.
You know, you do something like this and go to court, your lawyer could be gay. The judge, half the jury, they could be playing skin flute. You don't know. It's possible.
Or muff diving.
Or no. That's not a gay thing. This is what he does.
Well, but the lesbians who eat all that bush.
Well, okay, there is that. I forgot about that.
Oh my God! I don't know if I've ever said on the show. When we were in Michigan, I saw a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
It said "Lesbians against Bush."
That doesn't quite.
To this day, I still remember that bumper sticker.
Doesn't quite. Looked at it and went, "Now that doesn't make any sense. Why would..." Oh, I get it. I've had some, like, holy crap moments regarding lesbian. I remember lunch. I used to go every day and eat at the sushi place. And for some reason, there are all these lesbians. You can tell because there were, you know, women in there filled up, you know, in pairs with, you know, with sweaters slung over their shirt and tennis rackets. It's like, okay, bunch of lesbians. But I remember, like, after like a month of doing that, I remember sitting there and thinking, why are all these lesbians coming in to eat raw fish? Oh, that's why. Oh, I see now.
It's just nasty.
Well, either way, you know, a person like this has no place in any position in authority. If that's your opinion, if you believe that homosexuals should kill themselves, if you're glad that they are they're giving each other AIDS and dying, then that's your opinion. That's fine. Everybody has a right to their opinion. But what you don't have the right to do is make decisions for schools and children based upon such a horrific and completely bigoted opinion there. And I hope you have a really long time of unemployment to think about that, you douche. So, yeah. Awesome. Besides, I saw a picture. I saw McCants. I know you're watching the show. I know my kids watch.
Everybody watches the show.
I saw a picture of you anyway. You're kind of cute. I would do you. I'll just try it. Then you bite open.
He might strangle you.
He's a chunky. Oh.
I haven't seen him. I haven't seen a picture of him.
Yeah. Ooh. But now he ain't that hot. Oh, and complete with happy ending. Look at you. All right. I may need some of that here in a little bit. Where this show's going. Time is it. Jesus Christ. Christing Christ. You know, I completely forgot. Oh, yeah, okay. Our break is at 35 minutes. I forgot that. I need to... Sorry. You can ask him. You can ask him. I've had a really weird brain day today. Loveland, Colorado. Dozens of people protested in front of the Loveland Municipal Museum Friday, denouncing a piece of art on display as pornography. Well, that's new, isn't it? The controversial artwork is a panel they say depicts Jesus Christ in a sex act with a man and the words orgasm written on the back. And the picture, Jesus is also dressed as a woman wearing a dress, by the way, just to throw that in there. City councilmen and dozens of people, mostly members of Roman Catholic Church, are waging a campaign to have it removed. Chiyoga, the artist, said in a phone interview with the Associated Press Friday that the artwork is a critique of religious institutions and not meant to demean people's beliefs. The Stanford University professor said there were no incidents last year when the work entitled The Misadventures of the Roman Cannibals was shown in Denver. Science Buddha too soon. There we go.
No! No! I am not getting in on that
one. You know, Jesus might be hot in a dress. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
So they didn't have a picture of it? I thought I could have sworn we would have had a picture.
They did not have a picture of it.
So he put Jesus in a dress fucking another woman.
Man.
A man. Oh,
man.
Jesus in a dress fucking a man with orgasm on the back.
Yeah. Yes. Jesus apparently knew how to party, according to this guy. So, yeah, I mean, that kind of shit makes me want to... Yeah, it sounds like a college dare. You know, it's the apostle just got together and dared him to do it. Got him real drunk one night. You know, dude, dress up in a dress and actually screw someone.
A dude.
Yeah. Screw a dude. Not just someone. Screw a dude.
You know, I wonder. Because Jesus had all these powers. He was able to turn water to wine.
That's right. Could he just snap his fingers?
Well, fish and bread last for a long time.
Yeah.
Could he, like, be fucking you and all of a sudden his dick grows to, like, 10 inches?
Well, either that or say you're going down on him and he just snap his fingers and suddenly turn into a woman. Bam! You'd be right in there and just suddenly, boom!
You know.
Wah!
That is the most disgusting thing you've said to me in a week. Can you imagine going down on some dude and all of a sudden there's a pussy right there?
Or probably even worse is if you're straight and he's like all female and you're going, and then suddenly why? What? That would be awesome. You know, if I was Jesus, I'd have totally done that. That's why I'd have been hung on a cross. It would have been for claiming to be God's son or the king of the Jews or anything. It would have been from playing mean damn tricks on people. But you have to wonder, though, you know, I mean, people have, you know, so much faith because they always talk about, you know, well, our faith is unshakable. We have faith in the Lord. Faith and stuff. Yeah, if you guys can't take a picture, if you guys can't take a drawing from someone else, you know, if that's going to rattle your cage, then maybe you need to wonder how strong your faith really is. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you are true of what you believe in and you know who you are, nothing's going to rattle it regardless of what they put up there.
Yeah, that's true.
So let Jesus be in a dress.
Let Jesus be in a dress. I mean, you guys, I mean, Christians, they know he was never in a dress.
Right.
They know he didn't screw a guy. So what's the harm in having a picture up there for?
Doesn't bother me. I think it's kind of funny. I want to find the picture now.
It's got to be up there somewhere.
It has to
be up there somewhere.
Well, we know the artist's name. Maybe next week we can find it. And
we can look it up and just throw it on the screen so you guys can see it. So Alpha can see it while he's at work. Because Alpha watches this at work, and we like to throw things on the screen that, you know, if all the old ladies in the audience while in the museum, like, see it, they'll freak out. We like
well,
doing that.
Just joke. To preface that, he Alpha puts it on his 65-inch screen.
No, no, this is a movie screen.
He has a movie screen in the museum he works in.
Yeah.
And he puts us on the projectors, and he plays two sets on this huge screen while people are going through the museum.
Yeah. So, hello, museum people.
Hello, how are you today?
Get yourselves edumacated. We'll start with this. Milk. Say milk.
This week's show is brought to you by
milk.
Get you one.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie.
A debt collection agency has used phony hearings in a room decorated to look like a courtroom to collect money from unsuspecting consumers, according to a lawsuit filed Friday against the company by Pennsylvania. The Attorney General's Bureau of Consumer Protection is seeking restitution for customers in the civil lawsuit filed by Erie County Court against UniCredit America Incorporated, also known as the UniCredit Debt Resolution Center. The lawsuit alleges the company used people appearing to be sheriff's deputies to deliver hearing notices to consumers and used a fake court proceedings to get money from them. The company summoned people to an office in Erie that employees called the courtroom, the state said. This is an unconscionable attempt to use fake court proceedings to deceive, mislead, or frighten customers into making payments or surrender valuables to UniCredit without following lawful procedures for debt collection, Attorney General Tom Corbett said in a statement. The company did not immediately return a phone call for comment. They're getting nasty out there with this stuff.
And this is a true debt collector, not somebody playing a joke.
No, this was a true debt collector.
Okay, okay.
A real debt collector. They had a room set up like a courtroom and a dude dressed like a judge and a bailiff or people who looked like that. And they'd bring you in and say you're guilty and you'd have to, well, we're going to take you to jail if you don't pay us now. And people would write out the checks. You know, my own mother actually got a call once with somebody pretending to get on dispatch with police officers to send them to her house. She kind of knew better, but it still scared her a bit.
Yeah.
But just so you'll know out there, because I know, you know, with this economy, there's a lot of people out there who are in debt and maybe not, you know, able to get out of it right now. Just so you'll know, it is not a rumor that there is no debtor's prison. They can't come and take you to jail for owing debt. They can't do that.
Only if it's to the federal government.
Only if it's the federal government. These debt collection agencies, if they're calling you up and saying they're going to send the police to your house and you're going to go to jail, or apparently now even if they're hauling you into some place that looks like a courtroom, you know, you got to realize they can't do this. You need to record your phone calls with them and send them to a lawyer.
You know, I wish somebody would do that to me. I would go in there and they could tell me you're going to jail unless you write a check. I will write a check on a piece of paper. Here you go.
This is my real check to go off to pay your real police officers in your real dispatch center because you're a real asshole. Yeah, that would just you don't get those hardly anymore.
No.
But which is unfortunate because they're so much fun to dick with.
I love it when bill collectors call because I still get them a couple of times. Like, when can we expect payment? My first usually comment is, you can expect payment whenever you want.
You ain't getting it.
When you ain't getting it, you can expect it whenever you want to. I tell you, I can pay it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sure, you'll get a payment tomorrow.
Yeah, expect it anytime.
Right.
Expect it anytime you want to. You know, and I'll expect a blowjob from you. Don't suppose I'll be getting one of those, though, am I? Unless, of course, you know, Jesus.
What if they were like, yeah, I'll give you a blowjob.
I had some chick ask me one time when I owed some money for something, and she's like, well, can't you borrow it?
Yes, they are notorious for that.
I was like, who am I going to borrow it from? She said, well, don't you have someone you can borrow it from? And so I'm like, well, let me ask you a question then. She said, what? Can I borrow $200? No. Well, I guess I can't borrow it from nobody.
Well, usually I'm like, well, when they say that, I'm always like, well, I borrowed it from you.
Yeah.
Why am I going to owe somebody else money when I can just owe you?
Yep. I borrowed it from you, so I guess I did borrow it from somebody. Problem is, now you want it back.
Damn.
I didn't expect that. Why are you doing this?
I thought it was a grant.
Yeah. It was a grant. Booze grant.
It was a booze grant.
Booze grant. That's what that was. Let's see. Okay, next story. A radioactive rabbit.
Oh, my Lord. What?
Caught at Hanford, just north of Richland, had Washington State Department of Health workers looking for contaminated rabbit shit on Thursday. Washington Closure Hanford, the Department of Energy contractors cleaning up Hanford in the 300 area, found contaminated rabbit shit last week, said company spokesman Todd Nielsen. Washington Closure has narrowed the area of possible contamination to the 327 building. It was used during the Cold War for testing highly radioactive materials, particularly fuel elements and cladding that were irradiated at Hanford reactors as part of plutonium product for the nation's nuclear weapons program. Hanford has an extensive program to check for contaminated animals. In 2009, 33 contaminated animals or animal materials, such as droppings, were found on the site. Now, I'm not sure what we're going to do with a radioactive rabbit, or radioactive rabbit shit, for that matter, but...
Radioactive rabbit poop.
Well, wouldn't that be, you know, as long as we got radioactive rabbit poop... Why can't we generate more energy? People were talking about the energy crisis. There are rabbits out there shitting plutonium. Can't we find a way to make use of this? I mean, come on. We can put the... You know how much energy and resources it took to actually get enough plutonium to make one nuclear bomb back in the Cold War? And the rabbits are just dumping this stuff. Come on. Wouldn't that be humiliated to, like, have one of your major cities blown up by rabbit shit? You know, I think that would be kind of awesome. It's like North Korea, we can't really afford to, you know, you're not valuable enough to actually, you know, spend real good plutonium on. So you get the rabbit shit bomb, okay? You get the dirty rabbit shit bomb to, what?
You know how small rabbit shit is.
Yes.
How the fuck did they find it?
I don't know. They're out there with their damn instruments. Drive up in the Ghostbusters car with their... It's glowing, Ray.
And they said they have 37 other animals that's shitting all over the forest?
Yeah, 33 apparently. They're just dropping...
33!
Dropping nuclear shit. Nuclear shit. And we still got to burn coal. What the fuck?
That's a way to kill a country. You get a nuclear...
Just infest it with cute bunny rabbits and little hamsters and mice and stuff that are radioactive.
Well, that or like cows.
Oh, Lord.
Cows, and they use their manure to do the to make their crops, and then everybody dies all of a sudden.
There you go. Terrorists, you want a way to do something right there. Just radioactify the bunny rabbits. That's what you do. And then just let them walk around and drop their little pucks everywhere. That would radioactive. Couldn't we burn this, like, deuterium in the center of a nuclear reaction and get a bigger explosion? I mean, come on. We got to be able to find some way to use it. What are they doing with this stuff?
Radioactive
rabbit shit. I wonder if the bunny has an opinion on this at all. Are you're sitting back there? Have you been doing things that we don't know about in the bathroom?
Hey, I was just trying to prepare some fresh bunnies for bird to eat.
What the fuck?
I'm confused.
I'm confused
by that statement.
I am confused.
I did not have sex with that woman.
I did not have sex with that rabbit.
Watch out when they piss.
Yeah, I wondered why my dick was glowing last time. No, never mind.
You stood. You came out your room this morning. And I saw the green glow from under my door.
Yeah. Look at. Now we can play hide and go seek with it. Now you see it. Now you don't. Now you see it. Now you don't. Now you see it. Now you don't. Now you see it.
Oh my God! Have you ever used those glow in the dark condoms?
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
Whoopi. Oh, Lord.
Hey, we're not even halfway through the show yet.
We're not even halfway through the show. We're all right. We got one more news story, but we're going to leave it. That's actually one that you sent it about giving non-citizens the right to vote.
Oh, yeah.
Which, they're thinking about doing that. That was voted on November 2nd. Giving non-citizens the right to vote, you know, and they cited a few examples of, you know, people who've been legal residents. Not U.S. citizens, but legal residents
right.
for 18, 20 years, and they still can't vote. I guess my only, you know, question is, you know, they've got, like, businesses and cars and children that go to school, and they're like, well, but we can't vote on any of this stuff. It's like, okay, if you got businesses and cars and children and shit, why can't you have filled out your citizenship papers?
Right.
In 20 fucking years.
You got that.
It's not that, you know, it's harder to start a business, you know, than it is to fill out those damn papers. Goodness. Uh-oh. It's your favorite part of the show,
not
Jimmy.
Not my favorite.
Don't look behind you.
It's going on.
It's the radio on the Bunny Shit News.
We're at the Bunny Shit News.
In Alabama.
Why would you do that from my home state?
Alabama. A good Samaritan spotted an 18-wheeler pulled off by the side of the interstate on fire. The man jumped into action. Wanting to make sure the driver was safe, he leapt out of his car, ran across the interstate, hurtled over the divider, and plunged down the gap 40 feet to his death until he was dead.
Fail!
But funny. So, you know, he gets some kind of award for... when helping others, make sure you don't jump off the edge of a cliff and die. You know, that's rule number one about being here. You got to make sure you don't kill your own stupid ass and fuck.
He wasn't much of a hero, then, was he?
I'll save you! Splat! You know, if only he'd had a cape. All the way down.
It wouldn't have done any good.
It looked funny. That's all I'm concerned with. It looked funny. All the way down. In Georgia.
But we don't saw the states today.
Some of them, yeah.
Is this Atlanta?
I don't know if this is Atlanta. But in Georgia,
there was a baby in its crib. And then some raccoons came in through the window. And then the baby's face was gone because the raccoons nommed it until it was gone. And the baby was dead.
Jibber, no! Don't do it! Actually, no, keep doing it. So you get your friends around and, you know, go and nom on babies. It's tender meat, isn't it? See, even Jibber's, everybody eats babies. Everybody's doing it.
What does my people do?
They eat babies. All right. Birds eat babies. You eat babies. Everybody eats babies. What's wrong with eating babies? There's nothing wrong with that. It's good. Good for you, too. Lots of vitamins in them youngsters. He's going to make it. In Pennsylvania, a man put a gun to his own head and blew his brains out in a chair on his own front porch a few days before Halloween, and nobody knew it was a real dead body until it started to stink.
I read about this story.
I'm serious.
I read about this one.
Trick-or-treaters began to complain that it was stinking up there until one of the adults went up there, kind of pushed at the thing, and was like, this is a really lifelike decoration here. This is. Oh. Yeah, don't you love it when that happens? So, yeah, dude blew out his brains and.
I read about it.
Nobody knew it. Nobody knew it. They just dead guys sitting on the porch and everybody's walking around like, oh, yeah, I wanted to be dead for that reason. I don't know, but you know, if you're going to kill yourself, especially if you're going to hang yourself, don't do it in your house. Wait till, you know, a few days before Halloween. Put on a mask, stuff some, you know, straw down your sleeves, hang yourself from a tree in your front yard. Nobody will ever know. It'll take them days to figure it out, and you will wind up bringing some joy to some happy trick-or-treaters and children all over the world. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I can't go.
Also in Pennsylvania, a woman came home to find her dog on her back porch, sawed in half. A neighbor that had been vandalizing her house regularly is the main suspect. This lens actually legitimate to the... Have you heard the joke, what has two legs and bleeds? Half a dog. This, I think this is where this came from. She came home and it's like, oh, look, there's my husky. How did that happen? Two halves. Breathe, Jim. Breathe. He's not going to make it. Oh, this is bad, ladies and gentlemen. This is... Oh, Lord, I don't know if I've seen him this cooked in a while. You okay?
My breast is stuck between the chairs.
He's stuck. Ladies and gentlemen, he is stuck. We have... His boob is stuck in the chair.
Ow!
And he can't get out. This is a two-cents first, ladies and gentlemen. This is... the things that happen in this world, folks. I want to know what the dog's name was. You know, because it's like... His name could be Sparky. You could be like, hi, so how's Sparky? Oh, he's okay, I guess. Both have
something. He would be okay.
In Florida, a woman became angry with her infant because it kept crying while she was trying to play the Facebook game Farmville.
Oh, my God.
So, to fix the problem, she picked up the baby and shook it, which stopped it from crying and being alive. So, woman killed her baby over Farmville. I've had several invites. By the way, thank you, everybody, for joining up on my Facebook. This is a wonderful advertisement for Facebook, I think, but thank you for all the invites. I've had invites to Farmville. I don't think I'm gonna, if I don't join up with that, don't be offended or anything. Because apparently this is making people kill babies. And, you know, I do that on pure air. So I don't think I need that. That might mess me up a little bit.
I've watched a friend play Farmville, and he got so frustrated at the game.
What? Did he shake a baby to death? Where's the baby?
No, he didn't shake a baby, but he damn broke his monitor.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to. Finally, in the UK, one child is dead and another 10 are injured when a black man entered their second-story apartment and all jumped out the window because they thought he was the devil coming to get them. I guess they'd never seen a black man before. They thought he was the devil, jumped out the window. This is one of the dangers of religion, folks. If you're going to have an all-encompassing universal boogeyman, make sure you tell your children, that he isn't actually real. Or else one of these days, someone's going to come along and they're going to think it's him and maybe jump out a window and meet some hilarious smushy death at the bottom of a building there on the sidewalk. In a garbage dumpster, wherever they happen to land. May they rest in peace. That's the Gore News for today. I'm going to give Jib a little time to rest after that. Before we go to a break, I want to mention that Midwest Fur Fest coming up. Speaking of children jumping out windows, Midwest Fur Fest coming up here in 2 weekends from now. A weekend after now. I'm going to be there performing, so it should be Aubie Groovy, and I will see all you guys there. We will not have a show that week, by the way, but next week, we'll be groovy. We're going to take a break for now. We got loads of people sending in McBaby pictures, because, as you all know, the McBaby is finally here. The McBaby has come out. I have already eaten tons of them. I don't know if you've eaten any. I've fed a lot of them to my bun, and a lot of you guys out there have finally had your first McBabies. You've been writing into the show about it. And we're actually going to get to those letters just after the break here. So show them our white queens this week, bud, and you're going to love them. We've got a lot of McBabies here.
love, lust, betrayal, a dragon's poison, a whole new level of furry erotic fiction. Available now on Amazon. Also available on Amazon, The Definitive Roland, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Over 1,000 pages encompassing 8 years of the finest furry erotic short stories on the market today.
Another little tip. Let's see. Now, right now, I'm doing something a lot of fursuiters are kind of about doing. All right, fursuiting in a public place. Okay, I mean, not a lot of people here right now, but we're at a car show. We're at English Town Raceway Park. Raceway Park, Sunday, if you know what that is. At Volkswagen Show and Go. So I got my lovely little Beetle here, and I'm just gonna kind of walk around, and well, maybe not walk around, but at least do something social. So that's what today's tip of the day is. Just be social and fursuit.
Dale, you gotta hold the camera! Show us your tail!
Oh!
I love it! That's
good?
Hold on, one more. Okay. Yeah!
Alright, guys. All right, check it out, man. See, I'm walking around the show. Everyone wants a piece of it. Everyone wants a piece of the fox, all right? So don't be scared of it, man. It's fun. Everyone is enjoying this. I just took a picture with some people's cars. These guys are asking for hugs and shit. I mean, come on. Just walk around. Meet the people. Touch everyone's car, because they don't care, because when you're in this, man, you can do anything. Like you could just tease someone's car, and they'll be like, but you're a fox, so it's awesome. So, all right, there's only one thing, though. I mean, when you're wearing this, they'll give you anything, all right? So that's why I got my show car here. So, I mean, we could bring this here, and wear this, and I might win something. And it always goes something like this.
Well, you know what? If I can win first.
Hey, all right, man.
Take it.
Thanks.
Good for you.
All right.
Have a good night.
All right, catch you later.
Take care.
Or you can have something bad happen. Like, you know, let's say I wasn't in suit. And I was just walking around throwing my show car here. And then something like that would happen.
Hey, it's not bad. I like your look.
Thanks.
It's all this. Competition because of these drawings, kid. You lost. You lose. Go home. Get the fuck out of my town. You lose.
Yeah, like, you see, it's a totally different ball game between this and not this. So, I don't know, get crafty. Go out and explore. Don't be afraid to friggin' fursuit anywhere you want. See you later. Don't follow me.
Now, see, wasn't it nice that we didn't have to do that time?
Yeah, I see. That's why I've always done this.
Yes, we're getting them. We're getting them going. We're getting them going. But for now, let's jump ourselves into some of these letters. We're rearranging things a little bit in case you hadn't noticed. We're just going to do the judiciary letters right after the break, so maybe we can get more of them done. You know, because I hate leaving out good letters. You know, first letter's from Avalon. Right, says, "Dear Two, I'm a huge fan of you and the 2 Cent Show, just because our listeners, our viewers are incredibly intelligent." Have I said that? and saddens me that I feel compelled to write a letter of complaint. Well, most of them are intelligent. although the new shows are very enjoyable, the amount of furry content compared to the amount of other content seems a little unbalanced to me. To start, the old shows used to talk about the news or recent developments in the lives of yourselves and your various co-hosts. A lot of the newer shows start off with you talking about furry conventions. By no means do I say get rid of all the furry content, but instead of playing two or three furry animations during the break, please pick something that doesn't appeal only to your furry listeners. I can't say that I speak for the thousands of non-furry fans of the show, but I, for one, get a little bored about hearing so much about a fandom that I'm not involved in. This is from Avalon. You know what? I apologize. I think he's kind of caught me on that. It was 2 cents. There was a lot of furry content. It was, you know, sort of the news to a furry perspective. But over, you know, I think the years, there's been more and more furry content developing in it. And I can kind of sympathize with him. I mean, we do have, we don't talk nearly about as much about just real life. Mm-hmm. as we used to. So, you know, I'm actually, that's a good suggestion, and I'm actually going to take it into account. Furry viewers, don't worry, I'm not going to cut out all the furry content. But like this last break you saw, we had a couple of things in there that was, you know, pretty much enjoyable for anyone to watch.
Right.
And we're going to, I think, you know, we're going to start doing that. We'll just talk about, you know, not only bring up, say, you know, the upcoming furry cons, but also other things that might be of interest to anyone, to other fandoms, like, you know, Star Wars, Star Trek, geek fandom. But it's not to say we're going completely mainstream here. This show, by the way, has been brought to you by Droid. No. Motorola.
Motorola.
But we're not selling out. The next letter is from...
Wait, one last show brought to us by Jack.
And the one before that was Sam Adams. Yeah. We should be getting... Actually, you know who should be paying us for this show is McDonald's.
Oh, yes.
With all the McRibs and shit, yeah? Next one is from Ryan. I believe it's Brian or Beyond. Dear Two, some dumbass missed the elevator, so he rammed into it with his wheelchair until the door broke and he fell down the shaft. I laughed the first 10 times I watched it, but then I found out that he died, and I stopped, thought about it, and laughed even harder. Hilariously from Rion. Actually, to be honest, we actually have that video. Bun, go ahead and send that up there if you can. See, I don't know what happens, because you got this guy, just normal, everyday-looking place. I don't know what's going on.
There's some place
in China. Some chick gets in the elevator, and... Of course, naturally waits for the damn thing to close whenever it decides to. It took long enough, so it's not like he didn't have a chance.
He could
have
made it.
He could have made it in if he decided to. But then I guess this guy decided that the whole world wasn't, you know, catering to his special needs, and gets pissed off. And because this is on purpose, you can tell how he's doing that on purpose. And he gets pissed off because, oh my God, people aren't catering to my needs. And then he winds up actually falling, I think, 7 stories down and killing himself, which, you know, is the way things go if you're gonna wind up being like that. Yeah,
I saw that video. A friend of mine sent me that, and I watched it probably 10 times
and laughed
every single time.
You know, it's not that I'm not gonna say this about every handicapped or disabled person out there, but I've known a lot of them who wind up having some serious attitudes, and the reason why is because they're disabled, they have a lot of people around them all the time just doing whatever they want, catering to their every freaking need, and they wind up getting used to this, and they almost turn into prima donnas. You know, they'll roll around and it's like, well, why aren't you doing what you can for me today? And some of them get like that. I don't think it's entirely their fault.
That one was crazy.
But that was just...
He was crazy.
Yeah. Maybe that was it. If I can't catch this elevator, I'm just going to kill myself.
But those are some flimsy doors, and he had to have a...
That's some power.
Yeah, that's
on
some
that
power
damn
on that
Why, you know, the police need to hire him just to ram down drug dealers' doors and to fuck this little, you know, this rammer thing. Just get that guy up there. You understand the elevator! So, you know. Next one, actually, we have another letter here from Corporal Joseph Murray. Remember we had a mail from him?
Yes,
recently.
I do remember.
We got a follow-up from him for answering his letter there. He says, Dear Two and Jibba, I wanted to thank you for all your advice after reading my letter on the show last weekend. It really made my day. I'm actually still deployed in Afghanistan, and it took me 3 days to download the show in order to listen. I am actually a furry. At least I consider myself one. I actually attended my first AC this last June while on R&R from Afghanistan, and my dear friend Shyla Mistwalker introduced me to two in the vendor's hall. I guess that was... I even brought the Apocalypse of Cute DVD I bought from you here to Afghanistan. Anyway, thank you for your advice. It really helps put some perspective on my situation. And if you guys still have that bodyguard opening in a year, by all means, please drop me a line. Thanks again. Keep up the fantastic work, and I'll see you fellas next year at AC, Corporal Joseph Murray. Well, it'll be good to see you then. And we know you'll probably enjoy the time off and everything. And
yep.
Hope everything's going well over there, over for you there in
we
the
need
middle
to make
of
it
nowhere.
Back.
Yeah, you
got to
make it back. You know, what he has, he's not been quite forthcoming because, you know, I saw this on, you know, WikiLeaks. Because, you know, WikiLeaks is where all the stuff's going. Not only is this, actually, I can get it off the list. Not only is this guy a furry, but he's a furry artist. And he's a damn good furry artist. And I happened to run across his FA, and he's got something cooking, actually, for 2 cents. He's got a piece of fan art that's in progress that's actually looking like it's going to kick ass. We'll definitely have it on one of our fan art groups. Which, by the way, we're going to have one of those next show. We finally got enough more art to have another fan art.
Okay.
I love those. I love them.
Oh, that reminds me. I actually do need to apologize to some people for AC.
Oh, what happened?
Well, because remember, like, before ACs, I would come and sit at your table for a while and meet some people?
Yeah.
This past year, I was so busy, I didn't have a chance to come and sit down and meet some people. So I do apologize for the ones who I told, go to Two's table and I'll be there.
Yeah.
I was there in spirit.
He was there in spirit. I think you did drop by once for five minutes.
Yeah.
Anthrocon puts us to work. For those of you who don't know, I mean, I know that you've seen us around, and a lot of times you'll come to AC and want to hang out with us. AC particularly, it's very difficult for us to hang out because, you know, sometimes they'll have me doing two panels on the opposite sides of the convention center at the same time. I can do that, but it makes me really tired. So that's why by the end of the convention, I'm...
Right.
You know,
unless you catch me at night, that's the only time that I have available.
Yeah, it actually makes us... Anthrocon will actually make us go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Right.
They do keep us pretty busy. But next letter is from... I believe that's either Rain or Renee. I don't know which. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. It says, Dear Two, I just want to thank you. Well, you're welcome. And now she'll go on to say, for being such a dick! And thank you for all the hard work you do, entertaining people, making us laugh, and consistently doing the 2 Cents Show for years and years and years and years. As someone who has listened and idolized you for years, I've trusted your judgment on most things. As such, the McRib is in my town. I've decided, as per your advice from the years that you've raved about this, to go and buy it and try it. I went home, tried it, and I was in awe at how amazing this thing was. Nothing short of fantastic. It was literally one of the best things I've ever put in my mouth. Just more proof that people should listen to the Griffin. Listen to the Griffin! So thank you for giving advice, entertaining me, and introducing me to the McRib from Renee or Rain, whichever that is.
I have an idea.
What's that?
We should do an infomercial.
We need to do an infomercial for the McBaby. We need to do a McBaby commercial.
Well, the way she said it, what was it?
Years!
We've had this on this show for years! And now we have it everywhere! You can have it in your home, you can have it on a plane, in a car, on a train, you can have it on a boat, you can eat it with a goat!
You can have it in a box, you can have it with a fox! Science Futasu 2 years! Actually, we have the next one from Ogre, another one of non-furry listeners who wrote again. He says, Dear 2, Ogre here again, just saying that I am enjoying a McBaby as I write this to you. Anyway, my question for you is this. Are there any fur cons that you and possibly Jibba will be attending near central Pennsylvania that I can come hang out with you guys? And also, will I get any shit for being there if I'm not a furry? Longtime fan, Ogre. Huge fan of the show. Been listening for 3 years now from your straight, non-furry Ogre. You know, it just so happens that over a little bit to the east of you, sorry, west of you, over the west, not quite in the center, but the west.
There's a little small con.
There's a little small con called Anthrocon. It's actually the largest furry convention on the planet over in Pittsburgh. And if, for you, it'd probably be about a three-hour drive, something like that, 2.5, 3, depending on how you drive. That's the one that everybody's talking about all the time. Anthrocon is actually very close to you if you are in central Pennsylvania. And as far as people giving you shit for not being a fur, A, unless you tell them you're not a fur, they're not going to know it.
No.
You can show up at a fur con. If you're wearing the badge, if you've got the Anthrocon badge on, you're family. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And generally, if you do tell them you're non-fur, the reaction you'll get is that people will want to answer your questions. That's what I've noticed. You walk in and say, well, I'm not a furry, I'm just here for the fun. People will generally go, well, do you have any questions about us? Or is there anything you'd like to know? Anything
right.
we can show you? So, no, you're not going to get any shit for... Now, there's always a couple of douche dumplings in every bushel. So
douche dumplings?
This is the truth. So, you know, while in general you're not going to run into people who are going to... Who are gonna give you shit? There might be a couple of people there who'll give you shit and everybody else shit and me shit and him
douche
shit.
Douche dumplings.
Yeah, douche dumplings. So ignore them.
Coming out
mostly,
of the bushel.
Yes, bushels of douche dumplings. I do not know where out of my head that came out of, but it. That coagulated from the mists of my 9-year-old thought, I think.
But come and find us if you come to AC.
Yes. Come find us.
He does a show. I actually have started doing shows.
And yes. We might not be able to hang out per se, as in for long periods of time, being as we just explained.
You can walk and chat.
But we can at least chat with you. Maybe have a drink.
Fish market. I miss those marbles.
Oh, beers. God. Fish market. Wonderful filet mignons. Oh, my God. So good. And they have good drinks, too. Bloody Marys.
What was it called? What was it? Marble Mary or something like that?
Wasabi Mary.
Wasabi Mary.
They will make wasabi Marys. They'll make Bloody Marys with wasabi in them.
That's what I will do.
I need a drink.
So do I. After the show, I'm sold. It's beer and McBabies. That's what I'm going to do. next letter comes from Nebula Gray. It says, Dear Two... This email is about your reply to a previous mail where you said being gay was a state of being and not an action. And religious people believe otherwise in order to reconcile their homosexuality with their religion. That as long as they don't actually have sex with the same gender, God won't hate them. According to you, the desire to have gay sex is the same as actually having it. But by that logic, aren't you guilty of murder for simply wanting Rush Limbaugh and Fred Phelps dead? Even though you haven't acted on that desire, you yourself have confessed your guilt on the internet. Neurotically yours, Nebula Gray, the Finnick Kitsune. That's funny because that's actually the difference between being something and doing something right there. I mean, honestly, to me, I don't consider... This is the way that religion considers it. They consider it something you do. However, the problem I have with that description is that a lot of people believe that being gay is not just in an action. They believe that it's something that you are. They believe it's something you are in your head. Picture it this way. It's all in what you have to do to become that. There's only one thing you can do to become a murderer, and that's murder someone. What exactly is it that you have to do to be gay? Is it an action? Just having sex with a man? Because if you go to prisons, there are men having sex with men all over the place, but they're not gay. And there are also gay people who have never had sex. So it's not in an action. Obviously, it's in what you are in your head. It's in something, it's in here. Besides, it's a genetic difference. It actually is. No comment.
You were reading my mind.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, my mother's a saint.
You wish.
White Queen. And Whoopi. No.
White Queen, Whoopi, and moving
White
on.
Queen, Whoopi, and moving on. White Queen, Whoopi, moving on. Oh, no.
Oh.
Science, Buddha, Tusu, White Queen, Whoopi, moving on. Yes, that's how. Maybe we'll just have to go there. Next letter is from Skittles. Skittles.
I love Skittles.
Yes, me too.
No, I'm not. Taste the rainbow.
Fist the rainbow. Dear Toast. this is a Dear Toast. I wasn't so sure about the holiday segment at first, but I've really grown to like it. It's always interesting to hear about the holidays for next week. I especially wanted to thank you for announcing all of the plushie-themed holidays. I know I thoroughly enjoyed them. Sincerely, Skittles the Fox. P.S. My plushie of choice is a bunny. You see what you've done? Do you see what you've done back there? This
I'm
is all your fault.
I'm my face from the 2 cent show.
This is your fault, bunny.
I'm going to be faceless.
Don't suppose you have any response to that, do you, Toast?
Thank you, Skittles. I'm a little disturbed, though, that how you're treating that bunny.
You started this. You started.
I didn't start shit.
This is why, ladies and gentlemen, that the bunny holidays is from this point canceled from the Tuesday show. We will no longer be helping that. We would, no.
Oh, bullshit.
No, no. Well, we just moved it a little later in the show.
Ale ak bun?
So it's easier to avoid.
I'll come after you with my radioactive rabbit shit.
Oh, no. That's frightening. I'll build a reactor. Next one is from Gaboo.
Gaboo.
Gaboo, Gaboo or Gabu?
Gabu.
Dear Jibba, you mentioned on past 2 cents show that you are a music major. What kind of music major are you, and have you actually used it? From Gabu.
Well, I was a major of music education and composition, in the instrumental sense. My main instrument was trombone, baritone, tuba, with tuba being my the main. I could play all the instruments in the band, and I actually have used it.
Oh, nice.
I used to teach marching band in Michigan.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was. Well, this was
the miracle that is you will never cease to end.
Yeah, I used to. I had 3 high schools in Michigan. I'm not gonna name the high schools, but I used to help teach their marching bands, go to band camp with them, and help them do all their stuff. And I used to write down. I used to write their warm up procedures and all that stuff, all the instruments. And
that pay well?
Yeah, it paid enough. I used to help. I also used to help arrange the music.
If you only you could arrange like the marching order, so you could like make porn on the field during the halftime.
Well, I actually have a program that does that. You have a program that you plot out the things you want.
Really? And there's software now?
Oh yeah, there's software. Lord. You plot out the points you want, the shape you want, and then you plot out the next one, and you'll watch all the things move.
It'll show you where to move your dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I used to do, and I haven't used my music education and composition in a while. Actually, I thought about writing something for the show, for the classical thing. And
For like an intro, maybe you should do that. I would like to hear this. We need a top 10 intro anyway at some point, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see about doing that. But that's my musical background.
See, next one is from Take Walker. Take Walker says, Dear Two, I've been playing guitar since late August and trying to keep an hour a day practice schedule. I have a little book of beginner's tips that got me started on some things like how to form chords, and I've moved on to playing actual songs from tabs that I find online. I find I still have a lot of trouble with basic things, though, like strum technique and chord switching. As you're a musician yourself, can you offer me any advice? Thanks in advance from Take Walker. You know, I wish I had better advice to give you, but as with any art, practice. That is the only thing. Yep. Now, I have noticed that with the advent of daily constant porn right in front of people's faces, they are not nearly as willing to practice as when you don't have porn. It's like back, you know, when I started learning to play guitar, we didn't have access to porn all the time, so instead of jerking off to porn, we would play guitar for like, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours a day. That's all we had to do. That and play Atari 2600, which is, there's only so long you can actually jerk off to that. So, you know, I mean, there's only, it only gets so sexual. You know, you can only get so horny before, you know, the little artillery cannons start becoming, oh, that's hot. You know, that, and then once you do it, it's done. So, Internet is, I've noticed that increasingly people are surrounded by sparklies. Everywhere there's sparklies and little things to do and the internet and video games. And not to say this stuff is bad, but I've noticed that it kind of does distract from creativity sometimes.
Yeah.
So You're going to just have to practice. That's all you have to do. You might want to consider increasing your practice every day to maybe a couple hours, maybe three, maybe 12. I don't know. But or better yet, just play it when you feel like it. Play it when you want to.
Right.
If you'd sit down and just play it for a few hours without getting bored, then you're on your way. I wish there was a better way, though.
Practice,
I really do.
Practice is the only way to...
Practice is the only way. Get mad at yourself. Get mad at them damn strings. You got to sit there and do it until your fingers bleed, and you got to keep doing it. And then you can look at your fingers and go, and smear it on your face and go in there and walk into, Mom, I am Satan. And you set your guitar on fire, and then, you know...
And then kids jump out of windows.
Kids jump out of windows to get away from you, and then you wind up on the Gore News... And
that's not a bad
White Queen will be moving on. Yeah, so that's the way that, yeah. And that's what we'll do. So, yeah, it's not a bad way to run things.
No.
I don't know. Let's see. Next message is from True Red Fang. It says, Dear Two, first off, I'm a huge fan of your work. I love the rants and your part in the sabotage. I came across Two Cents about a year ago when all the episodes were archived. I was just wondering if there was still a way to download them. I'm missing episodes after episode 87 to the episode on 31908. I would greatly appreciate it if you could inform me if I'm just an idiot or who is blind or if you took them down. Thank you for your time and keep up the great work. Oh, whatever happened to Auburn, Jacoby, and Prisma? Just wondering where the went. Oh, and one more thing, pants and hand. Your friendly wolf dragon, True Red. You're not imagining it. The old Two Cents episodes are down from the archive, at least from my archives online. The reason why is because they actually were too expensive and sucked up too much bandwidth. My host, Tugrit, has been very kind to host my site for years and years. It's been a decade now. And he doesn't charge me anything. And so I don't want to run his bandwidth limits into the ground. It's the least I could do. So I took them. I don't know if they're somewhere else on the internet. I think they probably are. If somebody else out there can give you a link or whatever. However, I do have a solution. That's one reason I made this. This is the Witchy Chicky Collection. This costs $20 from Rapid Valley, and this has every episode ever of other than this season.
I haven't seen the cover
of Two Cents. Yep. And you're on there.
Why am I crying and spitting?
Because you're laughing.
But I'm spitting.
You're like, that's because that's what you do. Have you seen yourself? You haven't watched the show.
I don't cry and spit.
You do. You go, wah, wah,
that's
wah. So, yes. Ooh. Grab this if you want to, if you don't like keeping it on your computer. Because that's like several gigs of stuff. You don't want to keep it on your computer or you're afraid of losing it. Pick this up. It's also got, this has got like 7.8 gigs of stuff on it. It's got all kinds of stuff, videos and old Wolf Fox radio videos that I did, and all the rants, cover arts for everything, and yeah, it's got a lot of stuff. So, in case you're wanting more of our award-winning comedy,
wait, and a gear-holding faggot,
There you go. Well, you know what? We're going to test this out and see how it works out, and we're going to move on, and we're going to go right into our... I think Bunny has some holidays for us this weekend. See what's coming up next week with the bun. I'm curious to know personally.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it so soon.
Hold the mic closer to your mouth, bun. There you go.
Am I here?
You're there.
Is it on? Okay. Holidays. Hey, this is the month of, November, so new month. New month celebration. It is Movember.
What? Now, what's that mean?
It's an Australian holiday where you grow a mustache. I don't know.
That sounds like it sounds like somebody wanted more November.
Yeah.
Movember. I want some Movember.
Oh. And it's. For the week, holiday is Pursuit of Happiness Week.
The what?
Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, Pursuit. Yeah. I thought he said the suit of happiness. It's like, that I think of a few.
That is a bunny suit. All right. Holidays. The 7th, tomorrow, is Men Make Dinner Day.
Okay.
I'm looking at you, bird.
That's if you're in a gay relationship, it's you don't. There's no change. But for all you guys in straight relationships
you're in a,
out there,
you're in a gay relationship, the top makes dinner.
Yeah, the top.
Microwave doesn't count. Furs, if you don't have somebody actually cook food. Yeah. Ramen doesn't count either.
We're going to have a big Gore News next week.
Many women choke to death on chicken bones and die over the last week.
All right. The 8th is going to be Punster's Day.
What?
Basically, it's a day celebrating puns, which I know is the type of humor you hate.
I don't know.
Some are good, though.
Some are okay.
You know, originally what you're supposed to do is make a pun to your coworkers, your family. You know what? We got a lot of artists in the furry fandom. Let's actually see some illustrated drawings.
Of puns. That's a challenge. That is a challenge. Since puns are verbal, that's a challenge.
Yeah. All right. The 9th is Chaos Never Dies Day.
Huh.
Okay.
You got to explain that one.
All right. Bert, you and I know what it's like to be busy, like 24/7. Like I am in my sleep doing shit.
Yeah, I'm
snoring.
Beating the hell out of me.
He gets his beatings, folks. Okay, well, basically, it's kind of a day to sit back and realize that, yeah, your life's chaotic. So is everybody else's. Get the fuck over it.
Okay, can do that.
It's a summary of what
it is. Did you come up with that one, or was that other?
That's actually a real holiday, and that's actually kind of all over the place.
Okay.
All right, 10th, Skittles, this one's for you. The 10th is going to be Wash Your Damn Stuffed Animals Day.
Did you? Oh, now I know you made that one up.
Yes, I did. After hearing that, I keep thinking about that poor bunny.
Do you have any idea what you're getting yourself into? I don't think you do. I think you have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
I can sense the broken Jibba.
He's not even...
He's just covered up.
Yeah, he's covered up back there.
Seriously, they get dusty, stuff gets spilled on them.
You're digging yourself into a deeper hole. You need to stop before you can still climb out of it.
Hey, bunnies and holes.
You need to stop.
Please.
White Queen.
Please.
Okay. The 11th is Vox Populi Day. It's the day to, you know, voice your disdain for injustices.
Injustice.
To rabbits.
Oh, so you can... Oh, that's... Well, hey, that'd be easy for me.
We are not food.
I hate injustices.
Just help me chant to him. Make videos. Send it to him. It's also... it's also Origami Day for Origami Griffin, who's in the chat room right now.
Origami Day?
Yes! You know, if you can fold some shit up and make it look kind of cool, great. The 12th is Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. It has something to do with a book. And
I never actually read that, but if somebody else out there knows what the hell that is...
Yeah, tell me what the hell it is, because big deal. And the 13th...
I got him! I got him! Oh, no, bunny skull. What's all next? Right.
13th, last holiday is World Kindness Day. Do we really need a day for this?
We shouldn't have to have a day for this.
Every other day, be a dick, be an ass, be a griffin. Be kind on the 13th. Y'all have fun. Thanks for listening.
That's right.
And, yeah.
Good bunny holidays, man. Thank you. What happened to you?
I am going to be faceless.
His Asian side is coming out, folks.
Are you yellow? He's yellow.
You can't make your glasses slant, but it would be funny if you could. Well, we've got ourselves a top 10 list here that we hope you guys will enjoy. I get far too wrapped up in the site that actually has these things, so it takes me hours sometimes. But this week I picked for you best urban camouflage, the 10 best urban camouflage. You know what urban camouflage is?
No.
Urban camouflage
black
is...
Black people in dark?
That's a good example. A good example. No, it's actually where they take a person
and
an artist will paint over them to actually match the background.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it only works if he stands in the same place, but sometimes it's really creepy art. I mean, it's good art, and it really, they really get some good stuff going. So, let's go to number 10 on that. And, see that is urban art right there. You see the dude in there?
Yeah.
There's a dude standing there, and they've kind of painted him up to match the thing. I think that's really cool. What I want to know is how long they have to stand there.
Hours.
For hours, probably.
Hours.
You know? Hours and hours and hours while somebody paints him. What's number 9 we got? See,
I like that.
That's pretty good. That is pretty darn good. I mean, you can see there's a dude there, but it's just this faint outline of him. It's a good artist whoever did this. But I like it. Let's see, what about number 8?
That's just disgusting.
What do you mean it's disgusting?
You can see her...
Well, sort of.
JJ.
It's camouflaged.
It's camouflaged.
See, you
can see her camel toe sitting right there. Wait, no, put that picture back up there. Don't you take that off. Look on the left picture. You can see that camel toe, that hoof, sitting right there. Look at it.
You know what? Well, that'd be a great thing to do with that would be to just like, you know, if she's like there camouflaged, it's like, hey, Jibba, go up and smell that brick, man. Good. See that brick? No, that brick right there. Yeah, that's another one down. This, that one. Ah! I can hear the screams all the way from here. I think that would be glorious. And then it would be Jesus and, you know, suddenly. What's number 7?
That's a good one.
That's pretty good. What the hell is he sitting in front of, though? I mean, it's a door and some shit. I can't tell. There's some stairs, but it's like he's sitting in front of a piece of art.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Looks like some kind of statue, art statue or something like that. He's sitting in front of it, and they painted him, the art over him to make him look the same. That's pretty cool either way. I think it's cool. And that is number 6, right? That's number 7? Really? Let's go to 6 then. Ah! Starting to get a little bit, wow.
That person had some, to stand.
Some of that, you can't even... That dude's just sort of fading into the background there. That's... You can barely see that there's even a dude there. Nice... Oh, and, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, there were still people in Detroit. You know? Yeah, apparently they're all... See, that's how you avoid violence in Detroit. You have to paint yourself...
But you can only stand in one spot.
But, hey... If it bunnies do that when they get threatened, they just sit still.
Well, they stand there and beat the ground.
Well, yeah, that's true. They announce that there's
they
food
announce
here.
They announce that
it's like, food here, food here, bang, bang, bang. Yeah, so that's Bill's their here. Defense mechanism. Bill's here.
Food here.
So what's number 5? Now see, that's a bit creepy.
Yeah.
So they painted a dude to look like half of another dude. Yeah, that's like two different pictures. One of them sit down and one of them is standing up. You can see the very faint outline of the guy. And it's actually, they painted the other half of the dude on the front of that guy. That's some crazy shit. Man, I gotta send some props out to these artists, whoever they are. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
That is very, very cool. Me either. So we got number 4. See, now it's, I can pick out the person barely. It's a person sitting in a chair with his head down on the desk.
That's the reason why you can barely see it, because you can always pick out the
You can
the
pick
head,
out the head.
But now
that they've done that, it's, yeah, that's really hard to see that person, but you can barely pick it out. You can see the arms, kind of.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's creepy. Was that a 4? What's number 3? Ooh! There's a floaty owl. It's an owl just floating there. What are you doing, floaty owl? Don't you know you can't just stand there and float like that, you silly? That's pretty good, too.
She has a fan coming out of her foot.
You know, you really focus on... I think you're a closet straight person. That's what I think.
That the world will end. That'll be the end of... It'll be the end of world as we know it if I ever came out and said I was straight.
It's the end of the world as we know it, because Jib was straight. That was three, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, what's two? What do we got in two? Now we're getting creepy. You can just barely see a little bit of a distortion in there. But it's a dude. I'm imagining he's standing with the back turned. To a thing of books there. That is pretty creepy.
I don't see the head.
I don't see the head either. That's pretty good. And we go to number one. And this one, find the guy.
Well, I see him. I saw
him. You see the guy?
Yeah.
He's real hard to see. If you look right around the tire there that's in the front, you can see sort of on the little orange part above where the arm of the crane thing comes down. You can see a bit of his head.
Well, see, that's
and you can see his shoes. See that? That's number one because that fucking rocks. You can barely even see that dude anymore. That's crazy. I wonder how they do that. I wonder the techniques.
I bet you they just take tons of pictures right there. Take it.
And maybe then use a projector right. Or something, project it on him, and then paint him like that. Yeah. That might be possible. That's pretty amazing stuff, though. Really like that. That's very awesome. You know, we've actually got... going on to a slightly different subject, I found out a rather traumatic thing for any of you guys interested. Yeah, I played the Comedy Store twice now, and I have an improv. I'm going to be performing at the Improv in Hollywood. And up until yesterday, they were, you know, pretty much telling me, it's going to be a set... You know, amongst other comics, they're going to run out a bunch of comics and put you in the set there. But I found out yesterday that I'm actually headlining at the Improv. It's not just I'm not going to just be playing there. I'm actually going to be headlining at the Improv in Hollywood. So we're going to make we're getting little claps back there from our audience. I'm going to be putting a little more information about that if you want to buy tickets. If you missed the first time with the Comedy Store, you can come over to the Improv, see me do the Improv on, I can't remember the date. That's why I have to make the thing. It's like December 8th.
December 8th. And this is a huge venue. This is not even, the Comedy Store is like crap.
This is going to be, definitely a step up. So I'll get a headlining there, which means I'll get to do about 30 minutes, something like that. And hope to see you guys out there. That'll be a lot of fun.
I'll be there, Doug, as always.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there. It's all going to be good. Also, we're going to have another announcement here pretty soon about the auditions that are coming up. We actually have someone who's here for the tryouts tonight, just sort of checking out the show and see what we're going to do here.
Yeah, I'm leaving the show.
And no, he's not leaving the show. He's not. He is not leaving. Stop sending us letters asking why he's leaving the show.
I am not
leaving the show. We will see you guys again next week. And until then, remember...